Hello?
Hello, Shirley?
Yes.
Hello, it's Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know that we're currently sending, we're beaming microwaves at your house.
You know, just what?
The microwave radio frequencies, we're sending them to your house. We're beaming them at your house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed anything weird, like maybe with the television reception or fish tanks boiling?
No. Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association. And we're beaming microwave.
I haven't noticed anything.
Okay. Could you go over to your microwave? We're going to set it up as a receiving station and see if you can receive my messages.
In the microwave? By the microwave, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it'll be the microwave itself. If all goes well, it'll make it work like a replicator on Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be able to just send food into your microwave from space.
From where?
From space. From outer space. We're beaming all this energy at your home from a satellite in space. It's like a $1 billion satellite.
What home on the space are you with?
I'm with Brookstone.
This is kind of weird. This is not what it said on my phone when it get in the rain.
Well, I'm calling from my house. I live here in the neighborhood. My name is Roy.
Oh.
But anyway, currently they've dedicated a $1 billion satellite, and they're using it solely to beam microwaves at your house only.
Why my house only?
It's just an experiment. We just wanted to see if it would work. So if you could go over.
Why gotta be my house?
Why not? Why not?
I don't. I'm just trying to find out because I'm curious to know why I got to be coming to my house only. Well, how was my house chosen?
Well, it's just a random thing, and yours is in a good position to reach the satellites and space and everything.
Well, there are other houses on the side of me. I'm not being difficult, but I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, well,
and only at my house.
I'm going to show you how to reprogram your microwave so that it'll accept.
No, I'm not using my microwave right now.
Well,
because I have to replace it, and the metal is coming loose, so I'm not even using my microwave right now.
Oh, do you have a fish tank in the home?
Oh no.
Okay, well that's good. No, do you have any small pets?
No pets.
What about? Could you go into your bathroom and see if perhaps maybe the toilet water is boiling?
Boy, yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, just make sure. We want to make sure we don't have it turned up too high. We don't want to cook you.
Not only that, but I'm still not understanding what my house, out of all the houses in Brookstone, what my house was chosen.
Your roof, it's a very, very dark colored roof, and that's good for, it reflects the satellite waves.
You know I'm coming back at you saying I don't have the only dark roof in this area. Right?
Well, it's a specific shade is what it is, and yours is just perfect for the experiment. So we're beaming all of the microwave energy to your home.
Nothing is boiling.
Is the water warm?
In the toilet?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't put my hand down in there to see.
Yeah, well, it's clean, right? I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, it's clean, but I still don't put my hand in the toilet.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just wash your hand immediately after.
No.
It'll just take.
Let me look in another bathroom.
It'll just
boiling.
Okay. It'll just take a second though, and you can put your hand in there and you see if it's warm.
No, I'm not doing that.
Maybe
I won't put my head in the toilet.
Okay.
I have asthma and stuff. Allergies, and I don't. Nothing is boiling.
Oh, in the other bathroom either. Okay. Just maybe stick your face really close to the water, but don't touch it. And just see if you can feel the warmth.
I have allergies, asthma, so if it is boiling, I don't know what you got, these microwaves or whatever. I don't want to do that because I have allergy, asthma, sinus.
Yeah, but you're not allergic to water, right?
No, but you said the water is boiling. Why would the water be boiling? The microwave and stuff.
Well, I thought we might have had the knobs turned up a little too high, when we beamed it at your house.
Well, I don't know. I still don't understand why it's my house in particular.
I'm not allowed to say because it's kind of a hush-hush experiment, so I can't really say why we used your house.
You asking me for participating in something that you haven't told me anything about, and you just calling me all of a sudden to tell me that my house only has been selected to receive microwaves, and I have no prior knowledge of who you are or anything.
Yeah, but look,
I know who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
I have no prior knowledge.
I'll tell you all about the secret experiment if you can just put your finger in the water real quick and
not
let me know if it's
warm. Not doing that.
You can
wash it. I don't know what's going on. The water might be too hot. I don't know what's going on. I just don't know what's going on.
Do you have any pets?
I told you I have no pets.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you could stick one of their paws into it or something and see if
if I had a pet, I wouldn't do my pet like that.
Well, just,
not knowing what's going on.
Just quickly. It wouldn't hurt.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right. Well, we're going to keep working on this. We're going to keep tuning the dials. And
who is we?
The entity that we're working with.
What entity?
The Chinese government.
I don't know who you are, but I'm going to call the police department.
What? No, don't do that. Why would you do that?
Yes, I am. No, I am going to call the police department because you're trying to get funny with the Chinese government. I don't have time to play games with you, so I'm going to call the police department to see what's going on. I'm going to call them right now.
What do you mean get funny with them? What are you talking about?
When you said the Chinese government, I said, what entity? The Chinese government? I don't play games.
Well, no,
I don't know who you are, and I'm not doing any of the stuff you told me to do, but I am going to call the police, because this is strange to me.
You should have the police come over and have them put their hand in the toilet to see if it's warm.
I don't know who you are.
No,
but you need to get off my phone. I am going to call the police.
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm just a prank caller. You don't need to call the police. I just live here in the neighborhood.
No, I am going to call the police, because I don't appreciate this.
Well, I know you don't appreciate it, but it's just a prank call, so why would you bother the police? I'm just a prank caller.
Well,
just...
who are you? Why are you calling my house with a prank call?
Here we go again. Why me?
Yes. Why? Yes.
It's just a random thing. I looked in the phone book. I'm like, oh, this lady has a hilarious name.
Well, I'm going to look in the phone book and call the police.
Well, no, it's an easy number.